It takes courage to live your truth. Check out Release, a raw and darkly funny novel by Patrick Ness that follows one life-changing day for a boy who struggles for freedom to love and live his way.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 217. Hey, Homo Ground. We got a lot of fun things in this episode coming for you. We'll be announcing the winner of our giveaway for the book Release by Patrick Ness that we've been talking about the past three episodes. So stick around to see if you are that lucky winner. Also, we spoke with the Sylvia Rivera Law Project to tell us more about their organizations, the work they do, and some events coming up where you can have some fun and show your support. Also, I want to give a shout out to our Patreon supporters, Ashley Amon, Catherine the Gay, Emily Stapleton, Michael Bacon, and Katie Sparrow. Thank you so much for supporting Homoground. And if you want to hear your name shouted out on a future episode, head over to our Patreon at homoground.com/Patreon. All it takes is a monthly donation of $5 and you'll hear your name on every episode thereafter. The song that you just heard opening up this episode is Splendor Dysphoria by Supernova, a gender-fluid, non-binary musician based in Chicago who makes queer pop music. Their debut EP, Splendor Dysphoria, is a musical reflection of their coming-out process and experimentation with gender and sex. They have a few shows coming up in Chicago, so check out their website to find more info on that, and you can find links to their website at homoground.com/episode217. Coming up next is the song Am I Vulnerable by Kusi Coyer.
Am I Vulnerable?
That was the song Am I Vulnerable by Kusi Coyer. The song is about domestic abuse awareness and was featured on Miss Magazine, Huffington Post, and Madam Gandhi's Spotify playlist The Future is Female. The single comes with a free zine with interviews and self-care by survivors. Kusi Coyer is a musical project of Shannon Roberts, an experimental pianist, singer, and mental health advocate based in North Hollywood, California. As a kid, Shannon's mom would always tell her bedtime stories of the Inca princess Kusi Coyer, and she chose the name for her music to help her heal by building her own throne and claiming her own royalty. When not playing music, she offers positive healing as a yoga instructor and with The Strange is Beautiful Alternative Self-Help Guide at shows and at the Los Angeles and San Francisco Zine Festival. She also hosts a weekly Instagram live show called Sick or Something to talk about her arthritis, IBS, and mind obstacles while featuring other artists who are also struggling. I've got two more songs by Kusi Coyer, Woke Up From a Lazy Dream and No Point in Stopping. And we'll also hear from Ethan Lin from the Sylvia Rivera Law Project. They'll be having their annual fundraising event called Small Works for Big Change on Saturday, October 21st in New York City. The event is free, and there will be an art auction with a silent bidding process. The money raised at the event will go to support the organization's crucial work in providing free legal services and build movement power with trans and gender nonconforming, low-income, and people of color in New York City. Here's Ethan Lin to tell us a little bit more.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm Ethan Lin, and I'm the Director of Grassroots Fundraising and Communications at the Sylvia Rivera Law Project. The Sylvia Rivera Law Project is an organization that works to ensure that everyone is free to self-determine their gender identity without facing discrimination or violence. As many people know, trans and gender nonconforming people are disproportionately affected by poverty and incarceration, and lack access to jobs, housing, and healthcare. So it's in this context that SRLP is founded in 2002. We hope to transform the situation through several approaches. So firstly, we provide free legal services to low-income trans, gender nonconforming, and intersex people. I'm just gonna use the acronym TGNZI people from here on. So we serve low-income TGNZI people specifically because our community is among the most underserved and marginalized. By providing these services, we hope to chip away the barriers to survival and wellness in our communities. We also believe that by doing so, our communities will be in a better position to participate in the movement for transformative change. And I say this because we don't just think of ourselves as a service provider. We don't work according to the charity model. We organize around the idea of trans liberation. What this means is that our legal services is provided with the belief that for our communities to lead the fight against oppression, our communities must be alive and not locked behind bars.
Constricted in pitch black.
my future reality. Forget, forget, retreat.
At SROP, we have a movement building team made up of our communities and allies, and this team spearheads our community organizing work. We participate in political action to push for policy changes and to create momentum for our public campaigns. And finally, there is a public education portion of the project that provides trainings to service providers. We do this to make spaces more welcoming and accessible to TGNCI people. The team also produces a lot of Know Your Rights publications to inform people of their rights and to support people with self-advocacy. We make things like brochures on how to get trans-affirming healthcare, how to deal with the police, how to visit people who are incarcerated, and so forth. And all of these materials are available on our website at srlp.org for anyone who's interested.
Thank you. nose can poke her, push her, stab, she'll fight them back. But lover can't bite, love is day and night, true or false, she takes it all. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna do now? See water on open wounds will never numb pain till it's done.
SROP has worked over a decade long with our co-counsels on our class action lawsuit, Cruz v. Zucker. From this lawsuit and the healthcare campaign that our movement building team launched, trans New Yorkers who are eligible for Medicaid now have access to trans-specific healthcare coverage. And besides big legal actions, we also provide direct legal services to hundreds of people every year. This year, we provided legal services to over 340 people on things like housing, prisoners' rights, discrimination, immigration, identity documents, and healthcare. There are many ways to get involved. Because of our limited capacity and the amount of work that we have a need for volunteers and we need funding. So if you're interested in volunteering, check out our website at srop.org to learn about our volunteer opportunities. If you're interested in donating to us, here's my plug for our very exciting art benefit, Small Works for Big Change. This event is happening this Saturday, October 21st, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Participant Inc. Everyone's invited and there's no entrance fee. So here's the story behind Small Works for Big Change. We at SROP strongly believe that our funding should come primarily from our communities and allies because we want our work to be directed by communities that we are accountable to. A challenge in achieving this is that we recognize that a lot of people in our communities are low income and some of them are incarcerated, but we believe that this in itself shouldn't be a barrier to getting funded by our communities. Like, we know that our communities have forms of wealth of our own that's beyond dollars. So our silent art auction, Small Works for Big Change, is our way of harnessing that wealth, that artistry, that talent, and transform it into monetary funding. Every year we ask our communities and allies to donate artwork to us to be sold at this event. And this is our 11th year doing the art benefit. This year we got over 140 art donations, including over a dozen art pieces from our members who are incarcerated. So please come. Small Works for Big Change is happening on Saturday, October 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. at Participant Inc. in the Lower East Side. We highly encourage everyone to pre-register at srop.org/smallworks.
We've all had those days, those pivotal days when everything, and I mean everything, changes. And suddenly, you're different, and you have to reckon with the new you. Author Patrick Ness weaves an insightful and deeply affecting story about what happens when the walls we build start coming down. How do we ever survive our teenage years? Sale wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
My own hair, but now I face someone who knows what to do, 'cause I'm old and just wanna look good for you. I wanna look good for you. Sweetheart, I'm coming for you. Ain't no fools on earth can stop me. You say you're better behave, be brave, doing grown-up stuff when our teenage bodies. When I'm older, I'll clean my room, do the dishes, go to bed and wake up before noon. But you must know who you're talking to. I'm younger and I'm eager and I've gotta keep up with you. I've gotta keep up with you. Yes, I get older, I will have my age. Foundation, all concealer, cover up my face. But it's no fair, you wear the years so true. I'm scared of getting older, cause I wanna stay young for you.
That was the song Teenage Bodies by Rachel Mallon and The Wild Type from Kansas City, Missouri. That song is their latest single, which is coming out this month. The song is about the stages of initial attraction, love, and all of its uncertainties, and reflects these coming-of-age experiences on who we become as individuals. The single will be available on all major digital platforms on October 20th, so check out homoground.com/episode217 to find links to their website. Speaking of coming-of-age experiences, this is our last episode talking about the book Release by Patrick Ness, about a young man who's discovering his self and having his own coming-of-age experience. The winner of our book giveaway is Ink Classics. That's the first part of your email address because I forgot to ask for people's names when they were entering the form. So that's how I'm identifying you. I have your email address, so I will email you, reach out to you, and send you that book. Congratulations. And thanks to everyone who also shared their coming out experience with us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Closing out this episode is Moon Palace, a 5-piece rock band based in Seattle, Washington. The band formed in 2016, and their sound is inspired by vast landscapes, invisible forces, and how they relate to each other. The band employs traditional electronic instruments as their songs are dominated by the use of vocal harmonies. They'll have their album release show at Chop Suey October 24th in Seattle, Washington. The members of Moon Palace identify as queer and are active in political and feminist causes. To find out more information about them and their album release show, head over to homoground.com/episode217. Closing out this episode tonight are their songs Desert of Devotion, Full Moon Heart, Hunt and Gather, and Shapeshifter. Thank you.
hazard of devotion. Shift
changing.